The Ramchal now goes on to explain a very deep concept, and he's trying to understand the many different levels of Yisurei Tzadikim, the suffering of a tzaddik, which is the, I guess, the biggest question a person can have on Hashgacha. Is tzaddik rally? Why would a tzaddik suffer? It seems to undermine the whole purpose of serving Hashem. He explains, Hashem not only created tests and missions for individual people, taking all their associated people into account, but Hashem also bound us together in one mission. There is a communal perfection that has to be achieved and can be achieved. And in this aspect of our existence, it's possible for some people to rectify others. It's not a definite fact that only a person who has achieved his perfection alone will merit the world to come, because there's another possibility. He can attach himself to someone else, a tzaddik, who has achieved true perfection. And through his association with the tzaddik, he will gain entrance into Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, his position will be obviously below the tzaddik, and significantly below the tzaddik, because the tzaddik has entered on his own merit, whereas this person has only entered because of his connection to the tzaddik. He was kind of given a pass through the tzaddik. But this setup allows more people to merit entrance into Olam Haba and enjoy closeness to Hashem, which is the purpose of creation to begin with. The tzaddik who has been mezake others to elevate them as well will receive additional reward for this alone. In the world to come, these tzaddikims will be the heads, the leaders, the rashim, and the others who entered because of them will be subservient to them in whatever capacity that applies in Olam Haba. That means they will receive the reward only through them. And in order to enable this connection, Hashem tied us all together. He bound us all together. As we say, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. All Kol Yisrael are responsible for each other. And obviously, if we're held accountable for others' sins, which is the simple understanding of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, we will benefit from other people's mitzvahs as well, according to the rule. Midat Taiva is always greater than Midat Hadin. However, due to this arrangement, tzaddikim are also afflicted with suffering at times to atone for the sins of their generation. Tzaddikim are expected by Hashem to accept suffering on behalf of their people, just as they would accept suffering with love from Av Hashem on their own account. And through suffering on behalf of their nation, they bestow a tremendous benefit upon us all. They save us from punishment, and they bring blessing and bracha for all of us, and they atone for us. And at the same time, it's a tremendous accomplishment for them. It's very selfless. Tzaddikim are elevated to a great level when they accept suffering for the sake of others, and it establishes their positions as their position as the leaders in the world to come. So it's a fascinating idea to wrap our heads around, which is that tzaddikim suffer, and it makes this great question by us, where and the truth of it is that it's kind of our fault that they have to suffer, and they are doing it willingly out of their love of all of us. There is even a greater level that tzaddikim can attain. And this is when tzaddikim accept suffering upon themselves in order to save their generation from punishment or near destruction in this world, not just in the next world. And by doing that, they are saving us both in this world and in the next world. Now the Ramchal moves on to a much, much deeper concept. He says there's a greater level as well, where tzaddikim accept suffering upon themselves not simply to save their generation, but in order to bring the world to its perfection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended for it, and to allow for what's known as the Tikkun HaShalem, the true final end of the world when Hashem reveals Himself, helping that occur. And in order to explain this, the Ramchal goes into the purpose of evil in the world, why Hashem allows it to exist at all, what function does it serve. The Ramchal explains this concept at length in his Sefer Da'as Tunis as well. So part of what we'll be saying in the coming Shir, Be'ezus Hashem, will be a quote from Sefer Da'as Tunis, not only of what he says over here in Derech Hashem.